Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, we got disconnected, so I was giving you a call back.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I was just calling back. I'm like, geez, again?
Give me that social one more time.
For social is 422-475-2276.
Okay, let's see if we can get back to where we were at. Okay, we're going to have to go back through the security questions one more time, okay?
Okay.
Which of the following street addresses in Wesley Chapel have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1811 Thornhill Road, 309.
Yes,
got you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 109 Tamwood Lane, 13 Sweet Bay Circle, 1385 Camping Road, 50 Rocky Creek Road, or I've never been associated?
50 Rocky Creek.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Buena Vista University, Carl Sandburg College, Knox College, Randolph-Macon Women's College, or none of the above?
None.
Okay. All right. And did you have a phone number for that employer?
Yeah. It is 251-478-1205.
All right. And when was your start date?
Oh, man. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see. I think my start date was, I believe it was, I want to say March, like, 13th.
Okay. And when was that last day of work again?
May 27th.
Excuse me. All right. And you said this was performed in Mobile, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you receive any vacation pay, holiday pay, or sick pay?
No.
All right. And why are you no longer working?
They said it was a couple complaints from corporate. I guess they came in and saw some things I may have done wrong or something they didn't agree with. Disagreements and things.
Okay.
That's what was explained to me. I don't know how they titled it, whatever.
All right. And who was the person who discharged you?
LaShawn, the store manager.
And which day did they tell you that you were no longer employed?
The 27th.
Okay. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Say that again.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
The final incident. Like, describe the incident?
What was the last thing that ended up, I guess, being the issue that got you fired?
I guess doing something without consent, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah, taking actions with no consent.
And did you commit the acts your employer alleges?
The what?
Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Yes, I did.
And are you... Well, did you have any warning for the same or similar act?
No. No, ma'am.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem?
I didn't fight it, just because I'm already trying to focus on my business at the same time. It isn't good with losing a job or anything, but just, you know, just trying to find something better.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And I'm going to provide you with a temporary pen, and this is going to be the pen you use to do your weekly certifications with. So just let me know once you're ready.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second. All right, and what is it?
It's going to be 7697.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the last 2 of your social and the last 2 of your birth year.
You said followed by the last 2 of my social, the last 4 of my social and birth year?
No, it's the last 2 of your social and the last 2 of your birth year, 7697.
Oh, got it. Last 2, got it.
Okay, so I'm gonna read you your following closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file by the phone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay, Ms. Davis, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a good day.
You too.